The Sundance Film Festival is going on through Saturday in Park City, Utah. Sundance has been widely credited with bringing independent films to mainstream audiences. Commentator Jake Tapper is in Park City this week covering the festival for the Sundance Channel's nightly show, which means he's seen an awful lot of independent films lately.
One thing that generally distinguishes independent film is the highly personal nature of the work. Indie flicks, especially first films, are catharses, celluloid confessions the filmmakers need to get off their chests. They almost have to be so personally tied in with the filmmaker to even get made. It is not, after all, an easy thing to produce an independent film. This may explain why so few indie films are buddy flicks, or feature aliens, or talking babies, or rapping kangaroos. In the glut of personal expression at Sundance, I now realize that the highly personal nature of these films also has a bad side. Sometimes people's problems, or their demons, or their minds and ideas, are really not all that interesting. Here at Sundance, you can see both sides of this phenomenon. On the one hand, you have All the Real Girls, directed by David Gordon Green, which is a poetic look at a young couple in rural North Carolina, which illustrates the fragility of love. It's insightful and moving, and it rings really true. It's one of those movies you think about long after you've seen it, one you want to see again soon. Then you have Levity, written and directed by Ed Solomon, the Hollywood screenwriter behind Men in Black and Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Despite what these previous credits might suggest, Levity is a bleak rumination on redemption, featuring a sleepwalking Billy Bob Thornton as an ex-con trying to make things right. Before the premiere, writer-director Solomon spoke to the audience about this project, how he'd been working on it for maybe 20 years, how much it meant to him, what a struggle it was to get it on the screen. Thing is, despite Solomon's good intentions, I didn't really like Levity. It was slow, and no one in the movie moved me. And it was weird feeling that, knowing how much this movie meant to him. Truth is, Levity isn't so unusual. I haven't loved most of the movies I've seen this week. In Confidence, for instance, Ed Burns reminded me why he was the only soldier in Saving Private Ryan who I was rooting for the Nazis to kill. But a few of the films here are just sublime and far better than anything Hollywood has shelved into my local Octoplex. And I guess that's the point. Yes, not every catharsis is necessarily worthy. But if you even find one movie that speaks to you in a way Terminator 15 can never hope to do, that alone makes indie film important. After all, the national box office leader last weekend was Kangaroo Jack, which actually features a rapping kangaroo. And I'd rather be unmoved than insulted. And by the way, a friend of mine loved Levity, says it spoke to him. Huh.
Jake Tapper is national correspondent for Salon.com.